All right, so what? Can we get started? Because see, we'll have you on this all day. Oh, Annie's making it to a movie.
Oh, yeah, I did.
You heard about that? Yeah, did that get you hot? Are you hot? Are you pissed?
Yeah, I'm kind of pissed about that.
Okay, but you're bullshitting.
Yeah,
where's your screenplay?
I got my screenplay and shit. I got a couple.
But you ain't submitted to nobody
and shit. It's submitted, but it ain't getting.
But you ain't getting it before Steve Harvey, though.
No, I got my shit before Steve Harvey.
But how come you're not making a movie, though?
That's what I'm saying. You know what I mean? Same reason why fucking Ben Roethlisberger not suspended yet.
I saw that on your Facebook status the other day.
Exactly. Why? Why is he not suspended?
I don't know. Listen.
Every other black person in the fucking NFL is suspended for some shit. You know, Ben Roethlisberger got a fucking rape.
Right.
Charge on his ass. Fucking rape.
We're not talking. You don't believe that he did it.
We're not talking about shooting yourself. No, I don't believe he did it at all.
But you're still saying he needs to be suspended until they...
Yeah, until they figure that shit out.
Yeah, no, I agree.
Just like every other person was suspended until they figure that shit out.
They could have just swept it under the rug because I ain't heard nothing else about it.
Exactly. Huh? Exactly. Just, you know. And that's like real shit. Real shit that he should, you know, be his ass on the bench for. Why wasn't fucking Belichick suspended? Fucking cheating in football.
Yeah.
Cheating. Recording the plays.
Yeah, that was
of
like...
other
that's
individuals.
Real big.
Right. Huge. Huge. Took a draft pick from this dude. No suspension.
Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah, y'all mellow out on that. But anyway, the purpose of the Dante Moore Show is, you know, what do we do here? Oh, we talk about relationships.
We educate.
Yeah, we educate people on, you know, male-female relationships. I am the re-educator. I tell you.
And I'm the co-signer. And sometimes I have to break down his theory because he'll be making no sense.
Anyway, I tell you how men think. I tell you how we think, what we want. And I tell you the real deal. I don't give you no bullshit-ass comedic answer like some other folks do. I don't give you that. I give you the real deal that you're going to have to deal with. This is reality. I can't help it. It's freaking reality. You're going to have to deal with it, do something about it, or you're just going to be upset. I can't do nothing for you. I'm trying to improve yourself. Yes, Pink. They can't see your hand, but yes.
Well, can I say something?
Yes. What is it now?
Because sometimes the advice you give, I really just don't agree with.
That's cool.
Like, when I came in here today and you was talking to your little friend, I don't agree with that.
You don't have to agree? Did anybody say anybody had to agree?
But isn't that the purpose of us educating? That's
no,
like,
no, that's not the purpose at all. I'm just telling you how it is. It's your choice what you do with the information. I'm just telling you, just like a professor, and I'm at a college. I say, yes, this equation equals 2. At the end of the semester, you're going to have to do the same equation. If you raise your hand and be like, I don't agree with that, I'm going to put down 4. I don't give a fuck. You know what I'm saying? You have the wrong answer. The answer, sir, is 2. You know what I'm saying? If you choose to do something different, then that's on you. I already gave you the information.
You know, I mean, a lot of stuff you say makes sense, but I just feel like sometimes you're way off base.
A hell of a lot. It makes sense. Come on now. I mean, it's like 99.99%.
Well, no, I'm not going to say that.
All the time. Everything.
I'm going to say about a good... I can agree with a good 80%.
I mean, the advice I give is like gold. It's like gospel. You know what I'm saying? Everything I say when it comes out, it's just like a new understanding of life when I speak. You know what I'm saying? Anyway.
All right. So, what are we starting with? Where did we leave off? We talked about sex last 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, we talked about sex. We educated them on, you know, sex and everything, on what they need to work on, what these females need to work on out here. Get your freak on, because you got issues, you got problems. Don't think because, you know, you got a vajayjay and shit that's all you need. You know, you need a little bit more than that.
And so do y'all.
Huh? What you mean so do us? What are you talking about?
Y'all need a little bit more than what you, like Cat Williams said, you can't just come to da 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 $5.
But he also said, we fucking, either way, we fucking, it don't matter. You know what I'm saying? Either way. So y'all need to get it together. You know, we talk about sex. But now we're moving on to chapter 13. The infamous I Don't Need a Man chapter. Now, I've spoken about this many, many times to many, many misinformed females. Mm-hmm. You know, when you take on this mantra, you know, this slogan, this desperate woman's call for attention, what you have to do is you basically are psyching yourself up to the point that saying you do not need a man, which is ridiculous. Everybody needs somebody. You know, you cannot be happy out here with no other human interaction. It's just not possible. Those people that do that, they'll call hermits and recluses and
cat,
you know,
ladies, cat women.
Exactly. They are mentally unstable. So to be normal, a normal human being with normal emotions and feelings, you do need a man in your life or someone of the opposite sex or whatever. Or you're going to be searching for that something that's missing all the time. You're going to... Yes.
What is it?
No, I
agree with you. Because when you were saying that, I just thought about if it was reversed and I heard a man saying, I don't need no woman.
Right. What the fuck?
It's like, you're
gay. Yeah. What do you
you're
mean?
Gay. Right. Yeah, I agree with that. I mean, not that I don't know. I guess, well, you don't... Do you need a man? Or do you... Is there a difference between saying, I don't need a man, or saying, I don't want a man? Is there a difference? I mean, because you may not need one to do what you're doing in everyday life as far as, like, you know, paying your bills. I think that's what, you know, women mean when they say, well, I don't need a man. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can pay my own bills. I can do, you know, finance my own hobbies or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I can get along just fine without a man. A man would, you know, he would add to that, but I can handle everything that I have going on by myself. Uh-huh. Now, if she's saying I don't want a man, I feel like that's something different.
See, when we get into that area, we're getting into semantics. We're getting into, I don't need, I don't want, whoever, blah, blah, blah.
So you feel like when they say, I don't need, that's basically saying, I don't want?
Right. Okay. It's basically the same thing. I don't need, I don't want, you know, it's the same thing.
Or I don't need a man to be happy, basically.
Right. Men don't care if you're paying your own bills.
Yes,
men
they do. Well, then how come I can't find one to pay mine then if y'all don't care?
Because you can't come at that angle in the beginning. You know, you can't come off like you want a man to pay your bills. Just like I was telling y'all all the time, a dude will go in there and get the fry girl, and she cute anytime. He don't care about, you know, why she the fry girl and shit. Women would be contemplating that shit. Oh, no, wait, why this nigga working on fries? You know, I'm not giving my number. I don't talk to the fry guy, you know.
You talk to the one at the register.
Right.
Up front.
Exactly. Not knowing that broad or that dude, they could be a half owner. They could be somebody's daughter. You know, somebody's daughter own a joint. We don't care about that shit. You cute. You got a nice face or whatever. Good conversation. We're going to try to talk to you and work it out. If it happens to be that you just are the fry girl, then we're going to figure that shit out later. What's the problem? You ain't go to school. This your second job. You know, you just chilling. You never worked in fast food before. It's a new experience. Whatever. You know, we're going to try to see what comes along with that. You know, so you can't start out with, you know, telling the dude to pay your bills. It will come eventually.
Oh, so he gonna pay my bills eventually. I mean, I gotta go there. I've been paying my own bills, but I'm just saying, you know, that would be nice.
Yeah, I mean, it could happen. I mean, it could happen.
Okay, well, this is what we're gonna talk about. We gonna talk about, I don't need a man right now, and then we go to commercial or the song.
Right.
We can come back. We're gonna talk about how to get a guy to pay your bills.
How you get a guy to pay your bills?
Mm-hmm.
See,
no, we are going to talk about that. Don't change it now. No, just opened up the
I didn't say we had to change it. I'm just saying.
Oh, okay.
To get a dude to pay your bills, we're
going to talk about it.
Be a whole lot of stuff that most black women don't want to do.
Listen, I don't have. You got a notepad right here.
That's a good topic. That's a good topic.
It is a good topic.
Let's write that down.
We are.
Let's put a stamp in it.
And we are. So ladies, listen. If you got to go to the bathroom, if you got to wash dishes, if you know, whatever it is that you're doing.
Right.
How long? What time? Okay, so what time are we going to go?
I don't know. We're going to go to break in a little bit.
We're going to go to break in like minutes, 5 minutes. So you got 5 minutes and a song. So you got like 8 minutes. 8 minutes and like 50 seconds. Yeah. To come back.
And
so we can talk about this.
And do what?
So at seven.
They not washing no dishes or cleaning
up.
They sitting on
their
butt.
You don't know what
they doing. What they doing right now. They on Facebook or some shit like that. Or they feeding their face. Right now.
Girl, put the burger down so
time.
He don't be right. Put
exactly.
it down.
You know I'm right. You know it, and everybody else knows it, don't you?
Whatever.
You know what?
So listen, I said you got 8 minutes. What is that?
Eating that chicken sandwich.
Shut your mouth. At 7:26, we're going to be back.
7:26?
Yeah, we're going to be back.
Oh, to do
and
what?
We're going to talk about it.
Oh, okay.
So, but we ain't going right now. So, anyway, finish. You don't. We don't need a man.
I don't know. I lost my train of thought. What was I talking about?
You were saying that I said, you know, if a guy said, well, I don't need a woman, he'd be gay.
Yeah, it'd be trifling. I mean, it's just ridiculous. Why are you thinking in that form? Yes, you do need a woman. Come on.